All right, everybody, welcome. We hopped on just so that we can chat a little bit more about our first 400 program. We have a lot of new followers who have submitted questions about what all it entails and some of the benefits to the practice. So we wanted to chat about it a little bit more.
Yeah, let's get right into it.
So if you haven't seen us talk about our first 400 program, this is our onboarding training program for our front and back office team members. It is the first 8 weeks of their time with us, and it is literally going on as we speak with three team members in our practices. So it accelerates our onboarding time from an average 6 months to 60 days.
Yeah, and it's I think we're going to talk a little bit about the kind of the benefits to we talked to the nuts and bolts about how it works, about the objections we have with some of our team members and some of the benefits for the team members and kind of what they feel and how they're supported throughout the beginning of their career, the dental career. I think right now we want to talk a little bit about the benefit of the leadership team and the doctors and kind of what they're noticing and you know why does this matter to someone that owns a practice or someone that works in a practice? You know what's the point in even going through the effort to implement something like this?
Well, and what we've seen talking with other colleagues and with our private clients is that a lot of doctors just assume they have to train and they have to figure out how to do it in between doing production. And I know, Sten, you have been in that situation. You know, what was that time like for you?
It was there was no timeline, I'll tell you that, you know, because it was if I had someone that we kind of just gelled with, it could be very quick. And there would definitely be an evolution of that relationship or of that working relationship, you know, and some mostly good in a lot of situations. That was hit or miss, you know, and I think, you know, we had, you know, even before COVID and you know, and early 2000s, things like that, you know, people were still moving. So we would have either their kids would graduate from college or graduate from high school, they'd move, or they're, you know, we live near a military base. So, you know, husbands and wives would get redeployed or moved to different parts of the country. And you'd all of a sudden be scrambling for a new person. And so, you know, it could be, you know, we start to kind of, you know, gel very quickly, you know, within weeks sometimes of someone. That was pretty rare. Most of the time, it was a slog over months and months and months. And it never is a situation where it's like, oh my God, okay, now we're finally there. It's this ramp up where, hey, it goes well. Then we have a little bit of a, you know, kind of a turndown. It goes well. And then we kind of have a little bit of a reset. And you know, sometimes that kind of downturn or just, you know, the stumbles in our really working relationship just happened when we got busy. So it exposed a little bit of the problems that we're having or some of the lack of protocols or lack of systems. But I mean, you know, we had some team members where you just kind of tough it out for a year because you're afraid to go back into the hiring hunt. You know, you don't want to go back and risk maybe either not having a team member or finding someone that doesn't work, putting all this effort into it. You know, there's a huge revenue suck that happens with that. There's a huge culture effect, the negative effect that happens to having team members kind of that aren't the ones that fit and it really gets stressful and it there's a definitely a scarcity mindset when we don't have a system, when I didn't have a protocol or something to rely on because I was constantly thinking that I needed to just keep the team I had even though I knew they weren't the right fit. Just because I didn't want to either have my patients see the turnover, or I didn't want to have the rest of the team see the turnover, or I didn't want to risk bringing someone in that is going to maybe be pretty good after 6 months or a year, but maybe not. And then during that 6 months or a year, it's going to be tough. And I'm going to lose revenue. I'm going to lose a lot of sleep. I'm going to have a lot of, you know, late nights or, you know, weekends in the office doing something, doing admin things because they're not up to speed on what they're everything they're supposed to do. And it just became extremely unpredictable and extremely costly and extremely stressful.
Yeah, it rolls uphill at the end of the day, right? I mean, if you have a back office problem, you can maybe vamp a little bit. Maybe you don't have an assistant in a room and you're limping along from a production standpoint, but you don't have front office. Guess who's doing the insurance billing on Saturday morning?
Right. Yeah.
Well, this really came to a head for us when, yeah, life is going to happen. We talk a lot about the loyal team members. You are never going to win out, loyalty or not, against someone's life, right? People are going to they have to do what's best for their family. I said relocation from the military. People are going to have babies. At one point, we had four team members out on maternity leave all at the same time. And at that point in time, we had a team of six. That hurts really bad. Yeah. Really, really bad. So that's when it really came to head of, oh my gosh, like we, you know, had, it was, a, if anybody else tells us that we're pregnant at this point in time, I actually was going to play an April Fool's joke on Sten that I was as well. And I realized I couldn't do it to him because he was just going to be set off the edge at that point in time.
Yeah.
So, but no, I mean, those situations are going to happen, right? And so this is part of what can help prepare you for that so that you are not in that panic situation. Because ultimately, at the end of the day, what is it going to cost you from a production standpoint? If you don't have the team to continue your operations, what is it going to cost you from a personal standpoint? If you're having to give up all of your personal time trying to do these admin tasks that, quite frankly, you probably are not the best person to do it. And even if you are, that is not what is your highest source of revenue for you individually. Your source as a doctor is to be doing production. Foot on the rheostat, that is what is going to draw in the most production and revenue for your business.
Yeah, and it's extremely costly. And even if you're not coming in on the weekends or nights to kind of do some of those things, when you're at home with your family and your personal life, whatever you're doing, it's always on your mind. You're always stressed out about it. Now, what is Monday going to look like? Is this person going to show up? Is this person going to, you know, support? Am I going to have to do a bunch of appointments all by myself because I got a dental assistant that doesn't know which way's up, you know, we're not, they don't know where to go. And I don't have time to train them. You know, am I going to have to go back in and, you know, handle a bunch of upset patients because some billing issue kind of happened and we don't really know where it is. And we have to scramble and it takes two or three hours to figure out what happened with the billing situation. And then all a bunch of other patients start getting taken care of during that time as well. So it just, you know, whether you're doing a lot of these things or not, and I think a lot of us are not, but they're also not getting done is what we kind of notice. So, you know, I think the doctors that realize that certain things are not getting tackled in their office are the ones that are coming in on nights and weekends, but a lot of us are not, and it's just not getting done. And we're just assuming it's done, or we have no idea what's happening. And where this really kind of, you know, the turning point for me was that I realized that I didn't want to live in fear of not having someone or not having the proper person, nor did I want whether my team was perfect or the best team I ever had or the worst team I ever had or whatever it is. I didn't want that to determine my success. Right. And so how do I figure out how to not say take the team out of it? Cause they're definitely the most important part of our whole operation, but how do I take the quality or the inconsistency of the quality or the training out of it and create more of a system that I could rely on.
Okay. You have to be prepared for the inevitable turnover that happens. Again, even if you have the loyal team members, even if you have people who are happy in your practices, things are going to shift and you can't be a victim to that. You have to be prepared for that inevitability that happens and know that your business may even be stronger for it. You know, sometimes getting a new team member you wouldn't have considered otherwise. But again, you have to have a system in place, you know, set up for them for success.
Yeah, absolutely.
So we would love to connect with you to find out how we can help you implement a program like this in your practices so that you can also be confident in knowing you have the support behind you and the team behind you so that your production is not impacted, your revenue is not impacted. You can focus on the things that are the most important for you to drive revenue for your business, which is production. So feel free to reach out to us. We're happy even to just chat and connect with colleagues. Our email is connect@pathwaydentalsolutions.com or our website is pathwaydentalsolutions.com. Happy to connect with you.
Talk to you guys soon.